Hi there. Welcome to Take the Stage, the podcast for speakers on the speaking life. We're going to dive into what it means to run a speaker business, how to get booked, how to keep your records, how to create messages that matter and make a difference. I'm Mary Snyder. I'm your host. I'm so excited you're here, and I'm here to help you take the stage. Hi there. Welcome to the podcast. I am so excited that you are here and taking a few minutes to visit with me. Before we get started, let me jump in and remind you of two things. One is, are you on my email list? This is so important. And the reason I say that is this is the way I get to communicate with you outside of this podcast. I can email you and maybe remind you of maybe an old episode that you might enjoy, or send you something fun that I found on Amazon, because I'm always finding something fun on Amazon. You can get on that list by going to takethestagepodcast.com. Head over to resources, grab one of those resources, or you can scroll to the bottom and just fill out the form. I would love to have you on the list. Number two is, are you in the Facebook group? That's where we do celebrating, encouraging, praying for each other. This is your space. About 1,500 of your fellow speakers are over there. And I know that sounds like a lot, but it is a warm and loving group of people who are there to encourage you, to inspire you. I'm over there just rooting you on. I would love to have you join me over there. All right, now let's dive into today's episode. Today is all about investing in you. Now, I know some of you have been through my Activate course, and that was an investment for you, and I'll talk about that again at the end of our episode today. But I really want to talk about the heart investment. When God called you to this speaking thing, He knew who you are, who you were, and who you will be. This message that He has given you or is giving you, maybe you're still in the process of figuring that out, He knows what's going on in your world. An investment is not about dollars. Investment is about time. It's about showing up. It's about making the time to ask people, can I share my message about whatever your message is, with your people? And here's why I want to do it. Because I help blank women, men, children, teenagers overcome fear, overcome feeling left out, overcome feeling not good enough, whatever you help people do, so that they can walk in the glory of who God created them to be, so they can stand proud and know they are a daughter of the King. What do you do for who you do it for, and what happens when they hear it? Telling people that you're a speaker, letting them know that you have something to share, and that that something will make a difference in the lives of the people that they will put you in front of, doing that is an investment. It is an investment in you. God didn't call you to this so you could sit on it. And I want you to sit with me for a minute. God gave you this message not for you, because He's investing in you so you can invest in her or him, whoever God has this message for, because I want to share something with you. It's not for you. It's not about you. It has nothing to do with you. It's all about her. That's right, her. This message, what God has done in your life, that's what He did. He did it for you. He did this. Now, the message He's given you is for her. What He walked you through, the transformation you have lived out, that was for you. Sharing that has nothing to do with you. It is all about her. This investment that you're making of time, of energy, and yes, money, and heart, it's an investment in the ministry that God has given to you. I know that's not always easy to hear, because you might say, Mary, I've been trying. I'm out there really doing the work. And if you are, I am your biggest cheerleader. Keep going, sister. If you're in a space where you're like, Mary, I've been trying and it's crickets. You get in that Facebook group and you tell me that. And you say, this is what I've tried. I've tried this, I've tried this, and I've tried this, and nothing's working. And we'll work on it together in there. I'll give you some suggestions. I may even suggest a podcast episode for you. And if you tell me, I'm out there speaking, I'm going to stand up and shout. Because that means I don't care if you're speaking to two people. That means you are doing the work. You are investing. Showing up means showing up. I know that sounds super simplistic, but track with me. Showing up means you're saying, yes, God, I believe in you. Yes, God, I believe that you called me to this. Yes, God, I know that you have this message for me to share, and I'm going to tell people about this. So here's my question for you this week. Are you willing to invest in you? I know God has. He's invested this message. He's entrusted it to you. And I want to know how. So I want you to go in the Facebook group and I want to hear, what are you doing that is making a difference? What are you doing? And maybe nothing's happening yet. But let's work on it together. Let's talk about how we can get that message just honed and crafted so well that when you step up to present it, it connects with the person that you need it to connect with. Maybe not that you need it to connect with, that God needs it to connect with. The person that he's put in that audience that he wants that message to be for. And I want you to think about that this week. Think about, how much time in prayer are you spending with the Lord and saying, Lord, I know you've given this to me. Lord, what do I do? Show me my next steps. Show me the step I'm to take today. Ask him. Open your Bible. Read what his words. Dig in with him. I do know this. If you ask God, he will reveal it to you. Now, his timing is his timing. But I know that he always answers our prayers. All right. I love this topic. I love talking about how we use our talents for God, how we don't bury them. We use them. We invest them in other people. We give them away. We entrust them. And I want you to do the same thing. People can't book you to speak if they don't know you are a speaker, okay? You have to tell the world. You have to ask them to help you, because if you don't ask, you don't receive. And I understand this. I ask people to help me. I ask people, hey, there's this conference and I see you were a speaker there last year. I want to do a workshop there. Will you introduce me? If you see a friend of yours spoke at a church, ask her for an introduction. Now, the last thing I want to say is I would love for you to consider joining me in person in May. Now, before you even go one step further, I want you to commit to pray about that. And there'll be a link in the show notes about Activate Live. And I would love for you to consider an investment in that way. If that is what God has for you. All right, you have a great rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thank you for spending your time with me today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, you will find links in the show notes, and those can be found wherever you're listening to this or at takethestagepodcast.com. I'm Mary R. Snyder, and as always, I am here to help you craft a message that matters and take that message to the stage. Until next week, have a good one.